Did a man in Texas build an aircraft that flew a full year before the Wright brothers' plane? There are some say that he did, and you can see his biblically inspired craft at a museum in his hometown. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
At the Northeast Texas Rural Heritage Center and Museum in Pittsburgh, Texas, you'll find an unusual invention with quite a story.
It was Reverend Cannon who came up with this from the Book of Ezekiel in the Bible, developed this beautiful flying machine.
Gene Frankovich is speaking of what is known as the Ezekiel Airship, a flying machine the pastor named after the wheels in the sky that the prophet Ezekiel wrote of in Ezekiel chapter 1. Reverend Cannon owned a sawmill and had several patents on a variety of devices. This airship was his masterpiece.
It had a motor, and the motor turned all these paddles, and that's what lifted it.
The replica you'll see here in Pittsburgh, Kansas, looks very little like the Wright brothers' plane that flew at Kitty Hawk. This airship had four wheels within wheels that propelled the craft, and the Reverend and some others say it was truly the first powered aircraft to fly.
It was 1902, before the Wright brothers. Our problem, we didn't have the cameras, we didn't have the people watching this.
Some folks said they saw it fly on a Sunday in 1902. The Reverend was at church, and one of his workers was able to pilot it 10 feet in the air for about 160 feet in distance. At least, that's the account. Meanwhile, the Wright brothers flew their plane for the first time late in 1903. Reverend Cannon accepted a challenge to produce a controlled flight at the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis and loaded the Ezekiel aircraft on the train to go make a try.
It wasn't tied down properly, and a big wind came through, and it was blown off and destroyed.
It had taken $20,000 to produce the first craft, and there wasn't enough money to recreate it. The legend lives on, though. This replica still intrigues many visitors who can see an unusual aircraft inspired by the Bible that its inventor claimed took flight a year before the Wright brothers made history. Traveling the countryside in Pittsburgh, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.